Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, we're starting off a series of interviews about the Xeon E5 product launch for Intel, and we have Otis Lackey, marketing manager from IBM here. Welcome, Otis.
Thank you.
Otis, you have been working at IBM for over a dozen years, and you work on the 1-in-2 socket x86 series servers. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your background and what brings you to Chip Chat today?
Sure. Prior to IBM, I was actually on the engineering side. I worked on weather satellite business, meteorological satellites, and then joined IBM. I've been with the System X brand the whole time, focused on these x86 1-in-2 socket servers that we're here to talk about today.
When we look at the introduction of new servers to the X series platforms, what is it that you guys look at in terms of delivery of new servers to your customers, and what kind of criteria do you use to target your next generation platforms?
One of the advantages, I guess, with working on System X is that we have a large number of products. So it's not like there's a particular client requirement we're trying to address across all the servers. It gives us a chance to produce, different servers for different sets of requirements. And we typically start with the clients. What are the things that are driving their business? What are the solutions that they're hoping to run or that are the bottlenecks for them now? And I think Intel does a great job addressing that from a performance standpoint. You know, we try to build on that with the servers we provide and then provide them in a number of form factors, provide the flexibility so that we can better directly address the solution pain points that they have.
And why don't you tell us about the platforms that you've delivered with the next generation of E5 processors that Intel just came out with?
Sure. There's three servers. The number one, actually, IBM selling server, which is the X3650 class server. We have the new generation. It's the X3650M4. It's a 2U, two-socket rack server. Then, let's say it's sibling, the X3550M3. Very similar server, but in a 1U form factor for a denser, more high-performance setting. And finally, the X3500M4, which is a tower version of this data center-class server. And that comes in both, a tower server that we expect a lot of customers to be putting under their desk or using as the sole server for, say, a small workplace. But it can also be rack-mountable, which is kind of a neat value proposition because it has up to 32 drives, takes advantage of all the I.O. that Intel has delivered this time with this integrated I.O. in the chipset. So with a large form factor like that, we're able to provide, I think, up to 8 PCI slots and up to 32 drives.
So when you look at that type of storage capacity, what types of applications and customers are utilizing that and find that type of value very attractive?
Well, we're finding a trend towards increased local storage. In the past, you saw a lot of customers who would deploy their servers and their storage infrastructure, and that continues. But there's been a trend, especially with the increase in things like business analytics and workloads like Hadoop, for a lot more local storage to reduce latency and to lower the overall cost of storage infrastructure. So for customers like that, having that much storage tied directly to the processors can really make a difference, especially as they deploy racks and racks of these types of servers.
I read that you have had 10 straight quarters of customer satisfaction leadership reported by TBR. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is and why that's an important thing for IBM?
Sure. So TBR is an IT analyst firm that does studies within North America on customer satisfaction across a number of different areas. And as you know, this has been a somewhat turbulent time for businesses. So for us to have number one response from our customers has been a very validating experience as we've, added more products and added new features and continued to inject quality into the products we deliver. I think customers expect a higher standard from a company like IBM. And we certainly do our best to invest in those features. It's nice when you get independent response.
What are the things that you think are the areas that the industry needs to focus on next in terms of balancing that platform or solution capability? And what advancements do you think are critically notable in this generation of platforms?
Intel has been able to bring this balance across so many different areas. I think we try and build on that with things like the I/O portfolio. From a storage perspective, you're taking advantage of the capacity, but also trying to help with things like the overall storage performance. So an example where we've tried to stretch the boundaries there is with our optional XFlash. XFlash is a storage technology that we introduced on our high-end x86 servers, and these are these small form factor solid-state drives. They can be treated just like, you know, a hot swap drive that they can plug and play sort of right from the front of their server, but can deliver these huge improvements for things like database workloads and so forth that need these very high I/O performance statistics. But I think it's a good question about balance, both from an Intel standpoint and from an IBM standpoint. It's providing enough balance to cover all of the various requirements that are out there, but making sure that we have features for customers with devoted workloads that continue to make the two-socket space so popular.
If people want to learn more about the new platforms, is there any particular place that you would send them on the web? And are you guys doing any sort of evaluation POCs with these platforms that customers should know about?
The website that I would recommend is ibm.com/systems/x86/rack and tower. We have a series of announcement pages there, showing off the new servers as well as other products we have in market.
Otis, thank you very much for coming on the program today. We're excited to see IBM deliver leading platforms based on the E5 series of processors. Glad to hear that the launch is going so well for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.